an ANZ home loan offer so good, it can't last forever. T's and C's at anz.com/homeloans.
I say to you today, my friends, this is a sound that will pick you up and land you in a place of euphoria.
Across Australia.
I give to you
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy and Angus O'Loughlin.
Yes, it is Sunday, or as Tanya calls it. Well, hello, Dylan Alcott. As Tanya calls it, D-Day. City to Surf Day.
Oh, yeah, I got City to Surf.
Yeah, you're leaving the studio
I'm
right at 9 o'clock.
Sweaty.
I thought you would have maybe got changed after the show into your activewear, but you've just gone full bunger, just wearing it right now.
You know that I wear activewear like on a Tuesday, and I have no intention of exercising. Yeah, I've got a day on the couch and I'll wear activewear.
Well, I don't know why you're wearing a headband.
To keep the sweat out of my face because I'm so active.
Right, you're Pat Cash.
We'll get the update on City to Surf throughout the show.
Can I just say, just before we start the show, can you boys stop like lobbing things into the bin and going, ooh?
Well, actually, I'll argue. Can I argue this for us, Dylan?
Yeah, you can.
Someone from the breakfast show has put a basketball net above the bin, so it actually is here for competition.
It's so encouraging, both of you. Just keep throwing things in the bin, like things that
we
need.
Yet.
Do you know what I did before?
Get that keyboard out of there.
Angus has a dog called Buckets, and when you hit a shot in basketball, you go, Buckets. So I said to Angus, what's your dog called? He goes, Buckets. And then guess what I did? Shot it straight in.
It was very impressive. Tanya wasn't really enthused.
All
the boys in the car
awesome.
Going, yeah, nice. All the girls going,
it was a really good
line.
I was impressed.
Care.
Then we knuckled. Coming up on the show in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the weird and wonderful things you found on trains, if you do catch public transport.
Up next,
catch trains?
We'll talk about it later.
Trains, planes and automobiles. Up next, though, an unpopular opinion. Now, if you've ever had one of these, here's your clue. You might not like my opinion on it next.
A piano.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I'm about to share an opinion I believe is only in the minority. Horses, no longer a needed species.
Brian Gosling is not hot.
Parking inspectors, as people, flogs. All of them.
Another one of Angus's unpopular opinions.
Now, this segment is described as the opportunity for Angus to offend a huge portion of the society, basically. So.
Let me just rename
this. Angus will end up in a meeting.
I've certainly had segment. Chats with HR about this segment, but I stand by what I say. And let me also reiterate, offence is taken, not given.
Okay,
you know, I'm an atheist, and that offends, you know, people who are religious. Some people, but some people it doesn't.
When you said medicine is too good and the weak should die off.
Yeah.
i.e. disabled people like me.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't. Oh, that's me taking the offence.
I'm taking the Thanos way of crowd population, you know?
I like it.
Culling
like
the crowd.
Fair enough. Hey, you back yourself.
This one involves weddings.
Oh, contentious.
And in particular, a wedding that my friend went to, an international wedding, in fact. And at that international wedding, which cost quite a lot of money, they bought an Italian farmhouse as the place to have this beautiful backdrop.
Italy.
Yeah, Italy. And so they invited... Because imagine the catering and costs and all that stuff and accommodation. They invited 60 people. Out of the 60 people, out of, you know, two separate families and friends coming together, they invited 90% friends. And I back it.
I love it too.
But the families who didn't get invited, so we're talking anyone past the inner circle.
Yeah.
Sisters, brothers, mums, dads, grandmas, grandpas.
No cousins. I like
no uncles. No second cousins, no distant relatives. It was strictly friends. And I back it, but it's caused this huge argument within them, like a rift. Like, the words were, come Christmas time, may as well just all have separate days if we're not a family.
Can I say, sometimes weddings cause more drama bring joy.
Than it's worth.
Because it costs so much money per head to have someone there. And if you're just having someone there because they're in your family tree, or if someone Googles your ancestry.com, they rock up. Who cares?
No.
Give them the flick and give some of your high school buddies that you want to have a few froths with on the dance floor.
Yeah, because they're the ones that mean the most, you see the most as well. And they would know the most about your relationship as well because they're there.
If you just see someone at Christmas and maybe a function with family during the year, and then all of a sudden you're expected to pay for them apart from a small wishing well donation to be there, I mean, don't get angry. Expect it. Friends should be there over family.
No, I disagree. I think it's good to have family there. It's a family day. You're inviting them.
It's not a family day. It's your day, Tanya.
But also, your friends are family too.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
That's good.
That is true.
That's good.
I just would feel weird getting married in my uncles and aunts and my cousins and stuff.
Do you even know all their names?
Not all of them. The hot ones.
Yeah.
The hot ones.
Your hot cousins?
I got two hot cousins.
I got hot cousins.
It's got weird.
It's very confusing at Christmas, especially when I was single.
Oh, God. I got hot cousins too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No comment. There is...
Shout out to the...
Legal. I just think...
Shout out to the Snap Vangers. They're listening.
If you're a family and you're getting upset that you're not getting invited to a wedding over friends, get over it and grow up.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
So my sister is very attractive. Do you guys have like hotter than you siblings?
My sister looks a lot like me. Everyone says it. Very annoying for both of us.
My brother and I look alike. He's just a bit taller.
No, your brother's hot as Zach.
Zach, he's hot and he's taller and better at walking. Mm. So you can tell. Hey. very good.
No, my sister is like a bodybuilder, personal trainer. She's done fitness modeling. She's she looks almost exactly like me, but she's like a size 10 and she's very muscular.
Okay.
So good on her. Good on her. And she's quite funny. So that's great. Good on her. However, has no understanding of what's appropriate clothing wise. We had a beach pool sort of party with my family at the end of last year, like December. Mm-hmm. She rolls in, you know, those bikinis that are barely covering the nips.
Like a Tammy Hembrow, you know, those, like, style.
Yes. Ooh. And then like this tiny bikini bottom that went like a G-string.
Yeah.
And my dad is there.
Like floss.
My pop is there. My boyfriend is there. My brother is there. It was just like, you know what, mate, put a caftan on for the love of God. And she's tanning. And then she took a top off. And I was like, do you know where we are?
She's very European.
Like, yes. Yeah, but she's not. She's from Newcastle. Put a top on. For the love of God, put a bra on. And, like, I'm all for body, whatever, live your best life.
Really doesn't
There's
sound
a time
like
and a place.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place.
I'm free the nipple campaign when it doesn't involve my sister around my boyfriend.
No. No, but when you're looking at your full sister's bum while you're having a hot dog by the pool, like, it's like my dad is uncomfortable.
Okay, well, it's uncomfortable foods to eat around your family for one, but we'll move on because which we're fast forwarded for
last year. Who's eating a hot dog?
I know.
Like, what
Slowly.
The hell? No.
We're fast forwarding
my mom's
from
a real
last
lazy
year to
cook.
Now.
Yeah, so my sister stayed over the other night because she did a fitness test on me for the City to Surf.
Yep.
And she stayed over and slept over, and she wore the tiniest, tiniest little nightie, and my boyfriend didn't know where to look. And now, look, I am aware. I'm coming off strong. I seem like I'm body shaming her. I'd like to say I'm not. It's just a lot on the eyes for a family member.
How
and
do we,
Tom
I
is
see this.
Very confused.
Now,
so I've sent
photo,
you boys a photo.
Now, before we do, before we open it.
Wait, it's on my phone. Our phone. Oh, yeah.
What brand are we talking? Is she rocking Victoria's Secret style night stuff to bed? Is this Honey Burdette? Or
well,
are we
winter.
Talking like a...
Well, it's winter. She's
well,
not
the way
rolling
you're talking
out
it up, she's going to be the replacement for the Victoria's Secret show.
It's just that it's very short.
Oh.
And it's winter.
I just
opened it. What do you think? What do you think? Is that appropriate?
She's having to pull down the front.
Right, so it's
a
long
top. She sat down on the couch and it read right up.
It's a long top,
yeah. It's not even a nine. It's a long top.
Mm.
What do you think? Is that appropriate to be in, like, a family situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm into it. Angus?
Angus, you don't need to zoom in.
Angus is zooming in.
You know what my sister goes? She goes, oh, it's okay because it's Peter Alexander. I said, mate, I don't care if it's Gucci because I can see you, Gucci. Put it away. Get out of my house.
Hey, man. No better out than that.
It's
say it, Angus.
Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I am, you guys might not understand this, mm-hmm. You guys get private cars everywhere, but obviously I'm a man of the people
nope.
and get public transport. Have you guys ever been on public transport before?
Very funny, yes. Is planes public transport?
No, well, you got a private. Jenny, you get a drive. I've seen you in a black car mostly, and you've seen the back seat.
She's an Uber black girl.
Yeah, you are. So do you remember what it's like to go on a train?
There's a train at the back of my house. I do occasionally catch it.
Can you say that?
It's not for me.
Can you say that for the fifth story of your huge house?
I love the train, let me know. I have my Mikey card. I catch a train into the city all the time, and I also love the train from the Sydney airport into the city. $18, everybody.
The Sydney airport train is amazing.
Genius.
I think other states really
Cheaper
need it
than
for
all
us. But you know what? I was reading this article during the week about the lost property at Flinders Street Station, so the main station in Melbourne.
Yep.
And it was about how many items are left on a train per year. And they reckon they get 25,000 items a year.
Whoa.
In lost property. That's huge, yeah.
I wonder what's
and I was like, I wonder what's in there. Exactly right.
So many tangled Apple earphones in
there. Yeah. So they've got like they've got the usual, like the mecca of phones, wallets, bags, things like that.
Yep.
What they said is if they get phones, they've got like hundreds of chargers there waiting and they charge the phones in case people call.
And then they call and they can answer and be like, hey, your phone's at Flinders Street Station.
That's
lovely.
And they give them like a couple of hours to charge. If they don't call, then they're in the bin. However, listen to some of the items that were on there. We've had cellos.
Oh.
We've had a golf buggy.
How do you leave a cello behind?
And last
cello,
golf buggy.
That's
and
so
last
Melbourne.
Week, I even had to pick up a motorized wheelchair.
What?
So someone has a motorized wheelchair on and walked off and forgot. Are you kidding? How good is that?
They're so heavy.
What is he doing? Oh,
did someone lift them off? But then, like, they...
No, they just walked off. And then it was just at the end of the day, so they had to drive it back into the lost property. And it wasn't claimed. So someone's left there. So I was wondering on 13, 10, 60, what have you left on a train? Or it could be any public transport. Bus.
Yeah, planes as well.
Planes,
I leave
tram.
This is a very good friend of our radio station and a friend of ours, the great man Matthew Ego Eggleston.
Yep.
We were flying for work over to London a few years ago together from a record company. And he left his iPad passport and wallet in the sleeve in front. And only on the other side, when I had my passport with me, did he go, why'd you bring that? And I was like, what do you mean?
God.
He goes, we're getting on the same plane, aren't we? And I was like, I don't know, mate. And anyway, so
what?
It was a huge debacle. Took him, for the 3 hours we spent at Dubai Airport, at least 2 hours of that. Was the conversations with people to get all of his items back.
Did he get it?
He got them back.
So lucky. Normally they just go, catch up.
He's an idiot. If you work,
crazy. He is an idiot.
But what have you left? I mean, we're talking motorized buggies. I mean, let's move it on from there. What can we find? What have you left behind on public transport?
Yeah, juicy.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Interesting story about public transport you came across this week, Dylan.
Yeah, it was from the Flinders Street Station lost property staff, so the big train station in Melbourne, and they were talking about the 25,000 items that got left just last year, in one year. And like as I was saying, a lot of phones and wallets, but people left a cello, a huge cello, a golf buggy, but I was most impressed with a motorised wheelchair.
Wow.
So they motorised wheelchair on and walked off, which is a bloody miracle.
And we're talking like that's a big piece of production.
That should be celebrated.
Yeah, but yeah.
Like Stephen Hawking style.
Yeah, the full bunger.
Yeah, wow.
Full motorised wheelchair.
And that would have cost thousands.
Oh,
like what a 15 weird
grand.
Thing.
Surely they got it back, the person who left that behind.
No, why would they? Because they walked off. They couldn't apply, like a, that's a Metcalf miracle.
The only thing I've ever left on public transport was, I remember this so well. You guys, know how I love a sausage roll.
Yeah, of course.
I caught a tram in Melbourne and I left, a really good quality sausage roll on the tram and it was just the worst and I still think about it.
Clearly, because you're talking about it now.
Ashley.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a passion for sausage rolls.
I love sausage rolls.
I'm sorry
too.
I have a passion for the combination of mixed meat and pastry.
I'm into it too, though.
Ashley from Carrum Downs, what have you left behind on public transport?
Well, I had a big night out and I lost a shoe and I couldn't remember where I left it and one of my friends had told me I'd left it on the train.
So you walked off with one shoe?
Yeah.
Did you just think you were, did you think you were just on a hill?
I don't know.
I like it.
Very Cinderella.
Yeah.
Danielle, you've also left something behind on public transport. What was it?
I have. I used to host adult parties.
Yeah, you did.
And
welcome to the show.
Yeah, left a bag of toys, you'd say, on the train.
How good is
never
that?
Never to be found again. So
I've actually been waiting for you to call, Danielle. If you want that bag back, just let us know. But they're probably
not as good
a condition as you left them.
You stole my joke. Do you know what I was going to say? Hey, you left these in the bowl at the front, Danielle.
Love it, Danielle.
Go on, Danielle. Thank you.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
During the week, we were talking about The Bachelor.
Of course you were.
Because it's huge. And that's honestly, it is one of the biggest reality shows, if not the biggest reality show. And Angus was like, oh, nonchalantly, oh, I was up for that. And we were like, sorry, what now? Record scratch? Mm. So you've not told us this story. You sort of paused before you got to it. We said, tell us. So here you are to tell us on air that you were almost The Bachelor.
Well, it's of sorts, yeah. So a couple of years ago, I was on a TV show that Peter Hellyer hosted on Channel 10 called Cram, and I was a guest on that for a couple of episodes. And, of course, that's with Channel 10. and Warner Brothers Pictures are the people who make The Bachelor. And they saw me on that TV show and they contacted my manager and they were like, hey, is Angus single? And then my manager said, yes, he is.
No, she said, very.
Yeah, she's like, desperately.
Desperately, thank you.
Was at the time.
Yeah.
And so she asked if I would be interested in going and chatting with them via Skype because I was in Adelaide to have a chat about, you know, potentially thinking about The Bachelor.
What kind of questions did they ask you? I don't know.
Why I'm single? No, just why I'm single. Yeah. Am I ready to settle down? At the time, I was like 29, 30. I was like, absolutely. And I genuinely, mm-hmm. I meant it.
Do you like kissing bulk chicks?
That's a new one. That is just making out with everybody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Isn't he?
What do my friends and family say about me being single?
Are your family and friends camera ready? Are they attractive? Yeah. Do they have any backstories?
Do you have a shaved chest?
Do you have one sibling or cousin who just hates people who can just always be angry?
Like Married at First Sight?
Oh.
Yes.
So then a couple of days later, they asked if they could fly me to Sydney, which I flew over a couple of days later for, met them in person. And then a couple of days later, I got asked to go back. And so when I went back the second for the interviews, I walked into a hotel room, which they'd hired out, and they'd set as a backdrop of The Bachelor. So it was very much, you know, red roses and like cushions and stuff. And I kind of sat down in the seat in front of the camera with all of the casting directors behind it. There's about five people in the room. And they asked me to
camera. Were you stressed?
No, not at all. I was like, it was so unexpected and I went along with it. But now this wasn't this year. This was the Honey Badger's year. And I saw the Honey Badger, Nick Cummins, leave the hotel before me.
Oh, so you knew you were done.
At that time, he was casting as well.
Yeah,
he wasn't chosen.
You knew that you wouldn't get picked.
I was happy with the choice of the Honey Badger. But yeah, I think it was me, Jason Dundas, because he's come out and spoken about it, saying that he was in the same process, and Nick Cummins. And, so I went down to the last processes, even to the point where it's like, you know, can we get some measurements? You know, body type and
look,
all that kind of gear.
I'm pretty good at rating people.
That's incredible.
I think he's a bit jaded.
If I went on that show, I wouldn't have met my girlfriend. Sucked in, Dylan. There's a great excuse.
He sounds a bit jaded.
What do you get to that?
Your girlfriend's lovely.
Checkmate.
Shout out to him.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Let's check out the highlights.
Uneducated.
Do you feel English?
Sports Report.
Welcome to the Uneducated Sports Report, where Tanya is going to attempt, with no knowledge of any sport in the world, to finish off a news report bulletin.
Now, if you get even one of these right, I'll be very impressed.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll try. I don't know anything about sport. Don't like sport. Don't understand
stuff,
it.
This is right in the vernacular of people right now. This is the hot topics in sport right now. Finish the sentences. Here we go.
In the Canadian Open, Naomi...
Campbell.
Naomi Campbell used to play sport.
I don't know.
She can throw a telephone.
Naomi Smalls.
No, you went with Campbell. We're good. Naomi Smalls. No, Campbell has beaten world number one.
Sarah Djokovic.
You know this person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ash Barty.
Too late. You went with Sarah Djokovic. Bad luck.
Yeah.
Players had to resort to extreme measures to stay warm, including wearing...
Pants.
On the bench, dipping their hands in...
Their own urine.
And drinking cups of...
Oh, God.
Their own urine.
Because at one point, snow began to fall. Lots of urine chat. I like it.
What was the real story there, Dylan? Bit of a recap.
They had to... Extreme measures to stay warm, including wearing electric blankets, dipping their hands in buckets of hot water, and drinking cups of tea. Because at one point, snow began to fall.
There you go.
Can I say, I was close.
That's so far off.
I mean, I like the urine chat.
Next story.
Australian basketball export, Ben...
Simons.
Close. Actually, not bad. Simmons.
Ben Simons.
That was bloody close. He went out with Kendall Jenner.
Took to social media to complain about not being let into...
The basketball game.
No.
The club. The nightclub.
Do you not have...
This is such a big story.
But Australian basketball export Ben Simmons...
I don't click on any of these stories. Okay. Sorry, keep going.
Australian basketball export Ben Simmons took to social media to complain about not being let into Christian Harlan Tanya Hennessy's comedy show. There you go.
You know why? Sold out!
Oh! And with that...
No, it's not. Please come, Tasmania. We've got like three tickets.
We will wrap up the sports report with Tanya Hennessy this week. Definitely do not take that as Bible.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Which lucky person has earned this week's title of...
Wanker of the Week!
Oh, yes. It's everyone's favourite time. I know everyone's been waiting for it. Now, I had two contenders for Wanker of the Week, and it was tough to split them. It really was. But I'm going to give an honourable mention, first and foremost, to a young 16-year-old kid over in the United States. He was caught doing 160 kilometres an hour in his car.
Geez.
And he got pulled over, as he should, and he said, "Sorry, officer, the reason I did is I ate too many hot wings and I'm on the verge of soiling myself."
A decent attempt to get out of it.
And unfortunately, the cop did laugh.
Yeah.
Told the press, but still booked him.
Booked him, yeah.
So that 16-year-old...
Well, I mean, anyone who spares gets wanker of the week.
Yeah, anyone who spares gets wanker of the week. Mm-hmm. But good on you for eating all the wings and not pooing yourself in the car.
For them.
However, it does go to someone I know, wanker of the week this week. I was speaking to a mate of mine this week, and he said, "I said, give me a call back in 5 minutes." I was like, done. So I'm trying to get onto him. You know, he's like, he's in his 30s, lives down the coast.
Oh, I'm sick of this.
Lives down the coast in Melbourne.
I can't be wanker of the week and every week, Dylan.
I called him up and he goes, I call him, I didn't answer.
Oh, I know what this is. And don't do this.
I call him back again.
Don't do this.
Didn't answer.
I know what this is.
And then I call him back a third time and he didn't answer. And I go, mate, you said call me. And then he calls me back and he goes, oh, sorry, mate. It was just my mum just asked me what I want for dinner for the next couple of nights because he's 31 and lives at home and she cooks him dinner every night.
Yeah, mum was at the supermarket and wanted to know what was the...
And the Wanker of the Week's actually in studio this week. It is Angus O'Loughlin.
Funnily enough, Angus is Wanker of the Week almost every week.
Mm-hmm.
How was the apricot chicken?
No, certainly wouldn't be requesting that. Thanks for the patronising claps.
That's all right, mate.
It's even worse when you have to click off your own sting. It's Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
And we are going to take you into the world of ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Now, that's basically soft sounds into a loud microphone.
Do you guys watch a lot of them?
Or delectable deep voices on mics. Is that one?
Kind of. It's like whispering into a really...
There's a bunch of triggers,
turned
I
up.
Think.
Mm. Well, okay. Obviously, we don't know a lot about it. That's why we're bringing in an expert. On YouTube, you will know her as Emma Whispers Red. We're talking 775,000 YouTube subscribers. Like, all of her videos get millions of views. Welcome, Emma, to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
ASMR. What is it exactly?
It's primarily a physical sensation. I don't know if you ever enjoyed having your hair played with when you were little.
Not little, I'm an adult.
Drawn on your back.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a tingly feeling in your head and down your spine. That is ASMR. And videos are made on YouTube to trigger that feeling. But not everybody experiences it. Some people don't, but they still find the videos relaxing because they're very slow, very soft. They have very soft sounds, very gentle voices.
Yeah. How did you actually come across to the point of building this up as a career?
Well, I had a car accident. I was run over by a car and had lots of operations. And then after that developed PTSD and I couldn't sleep. So then I went onto YouTube to try and find something to help me fall asleep, like maybe rainforest sounds or something like that.
Yeah. I've done that.
And I found ASMR videos. And then I realized that was the name for the feeling I've always experienced. And then I decided to join the community by making my own videos. And it's really big now. Mm. It's all over the world and there are so many people that make them.
Huge. Like, I don't get the sense, feeling of how you're describing it. I find it just really interesting.
Yeah.
Emma, but what are the triggers? I know there's crunching, nails. What other things are there? Voice?
Surely not nails than a blackboard.
No, and when you could tap the blackboard, but I definitely wouldn't scratch it because that would be the opposite of ASMR,
which is
called misophonia, and you don't want to trigger misophonia because it makes people feel angry. Anything soft tapping, soft speaking, tapping on a random object, everything can be made ASMR because you can make a sound with everything in a nice way.
Do you use your own voice in a lot of your videos? Because you have a very soft, gentle voice.
Yeah,
it's quite relaxing.
Voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do speak in all of them.
Is it any different to how you're speaking now? Could you give us some of your ASMR voice?
I would just kind of whisper very, very quietly.
Oh, I'm into it.
And tell you that I'm going to now brush your hair.
Oh.
So just relax, sit back, close your eyes.
Oh my God. That was awesome. Hey, Emma,
that was amazing. I was like, well, maybe it's triggering the thing.
It actually worked.
My body. Yeah.
My shoulders dropped. Like, I felt relaxed.
Okay, well, we're going
to
take.
So many. That actually worked. Whoa.
We're taking relaxation to the next level. I did watch an ASMR video during the week. That's why we've got you on the show. I want to know, out of our breakfast show, Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and myself, who has the best ASMR potential. Can you be a judge for us up next? Well, we have 20 seconds to make whatever sound we think will trigger the most. And can you judge?
I will definitely judge.
Emma, in your voice, could you please take us to the song? Could you could you say just it's Weekend Breakfast?
It's Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We do have an absolute expert on, Emma Whispers Red on YouTube.
Hello.
Thanks for staying with us. We also have our producer in the studio, Darcy.
Hello.
That was not ASMR, from Darcy. Hello.
Hello. Darcy, can you explain
how you
want to run
this competition?
I'm so relaxed.
I feel like I'm not even working.
Okay, so we're going to go three voices. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say voice one, two, and three.
Oh, so there's no favouring?
No favouring here. Mm-hmm. And then you have to do your sound, and at the end, Emma will judge whether one, two, or three was her favourite.
Okay, now we're not using our voices so much as items that we think will best trigger people listening.
Voice one.
Ooh. I thought it was very nice, very gentle, very thoughtful movements there. I really enjoyed that.
She's easily pleased.
No, I like it. I'm with you. That was nice. Okay.
All right, let's go to voice two.
Let me stop. Could you go to voice three?
All right, I'm going to stop you there.
Yummy.
I can hear Emma really not
enjoying
it. What
about voice two? They haven't got to their carrot yet.
Our voice two's done. Ready?
Oh, all right, we're moving along.
Emma, what did you think of voice two?
Yeah, who do you think it was?
I think we need a little bit more practice.
Okay. Voice three's up.
Voice three.
Stop it! Take it seriously!
You just tapped on a phone, Tanya!
Shut up! I was doing the game!
Give me one more go.
Okay. Emma, what did you think about the last one?
I'm not really sure what it was.
Either way.
It sounded like an animal.
Emma, it was me eating cornflakes.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Now, I think we know the answer, which is very disappointing because, you know, I actually went to Coles and bought some items to really impress you, some fruits and vegetables, but that's fine. Who do you think's the best ASMR?
It's got to be number one.
Yeah, you know what?
Yes!
I'm not going to lie. I thought that was really good, Tanya. Like, I enjoyed that.
The tapping
Thank
on the iPhone
so
screen.
Yeah, it was good.
I watch a lot of ASMR, and that's why I was like, I've got to win this because if doing nothing during the day and watching ASMR has done anything, it's proven that I can win a ridiculous competition on the air.
Well, I had to put a cucumber in my mouth and look Dylan Alcott in the eyes, and I still didn't win.
Well, hey, what about that was elective.
I'm not eating a crunchy.
Now you're just eating your snacks. Dylan's just finding an excuse to eat on air now.
I actually don't mind that, Dylan.
Emma Whispers Red, thank you so much. Regardless of the results... your videos.
Not regardless of the results.
Emma,
I was good.
Emma, you were super lovely. Thank you for coming on. That was really cool.
I'm very talented at ASMR.
No. You did a really good job.
We appreciate it. Make sure you check out her YouTube video if you want to be triggered.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now, Tanya, during that song and ad break, you were bragging a bit just then because you just won a competition, didn't you? You just won that ASMR comp.
Mm.
And you're pretty happy about it.
I'm thinking... I could make some money out of this.
Yeah, because you've already got YouTube subscribers. Why don't you do like a co-brand, like do some more stuff?
I will. And don't you worry, because there's money. There's so much money in YouTube, and I reckon ASMR, there's more money than what there is in comedy, which is currently $14 a week.
Very true. However, you just got pretty excited, and that was a bit of a lame competition, let's be honest. Like, we made it up.
Silly.
But I think
but like I still won it. Don't take that from me.
Very true. But I think I found a lamer competition.
I need this, Dylan.
Yeah,
this
is your one. I think I found a lamer competition. I want to give a shout out to a young man over in Alabama. Who's 18 years old, and you ready? He just won, which had like 3,000 entrants, the World PowerPoint World Championships. As in like...
Oh, the best constructed PowerPoint presentation.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And he's like 18, and he won. He won 10 grand.
What?
Can you believe that?
What was the topic on?
No,
they
can
make him whatever they wanted.
And yeah, you don't know what his was?
It's on the piece. I haven't got it in front of me.
That's so funny.
Dylan's eyes widen at me like, do not ask questions. I don't know. And then he goes, it is not on the piece of paper that is no longer in front of me.
I have done zero prep. Don't worry, none of us have.
However, I wanted to talk about a lame competition that I won because it reminded me of this. I was... when I was about 14, my dad used to sell pool tables. He was a distributor for a bunch of stuff. Mm. We got a pool table at the house, and I got pretty good at it. So I entered the National Under 18 World, like Australian Wheelchair Pool Championships, right? Because I wanted to become the Under 18 National Pool Champion. I entered, and
you didn't you?
There was two competitors. So I won. I won.
You beat one person.
Yes.
And guess what? That one person, he was a paraplegic. His name was Ben, and he only had one hand. But still. I won! So I was the National Pool Under 18 champion!
Oh my god.
Wow.
That is real.
What'd you win?
New Q.
I was 15. I think I just got a trophy. And it was in like a pool hall with like a bunch of barkies. I thought it was gonna get gnarly.
Do
you reckon it was a real competition?
Well, he couldn't use his leg and had one hand, but hey.
Didn't matter.
Ben, if you're listening, a win's a win, baby.
Do you know what I won? This is a lame competition I won. Do you know Foodworks is like a kind of supermarket chain that I had in my hometown growing up, and they had a colouring competition where you got a caterpillar.
Oh, yes.
And I won it once, and I got Mum a $20 Foodworks voucher for having the best.
Oh, that's didn't know you could hungry, enter when you were like 28. Still took the prize.
Darcy, she's come through. What was the PowerPoint about?
So it doesn't actually say. They just had to recreate a printed out PowerPoint they were given.
What a sick comp.
So don't try and shame him. I know prep because that was great.
That's it for our show. During the ads and songs, Tanya has been doing some stretching. You're out of here. You're back to the city to surf.
I'm very active.
Quick,
I'm
do the
different.
Splits.
I've changed.
Do the splits.
Don't waste any precious energy.
Okay. Bye. I'm very thin and active.
I'll see you next week, baby.
An ANZ home loan offer so good, it can't last forever. T's and C's at anz.com/homeloans.
Across Australia, Weekend Breakfast. Turn the radio on. With Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy and Angus O'Loughlin.